The grim discovery of 191 bodies on the grounds of a North Georgia crematory has left hundreds of families wondering what happened to their deceased relatives. They've traveled from three states to Walker County in search of answers, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
A local Baptist church held a candlelight prayer vigil last night for the families who have come here to find out about their loved ones.
In a small sense, you'll be sharing your grief together as we light a candle in memory and in honor of all those that are involved in this.
Pastor Daryl Henry of Oakwood Baptist Church acknowledged the frustration and anger that families are feeling. He said the situation has left them plagued with questions.
The question of, has my loved one been identified? And will your loved one ever be identified? Questions like, why were there laws to prevent such a thing from happening in the first place?
Authorities say it could be weeks or even months before all the remains are recovered and identified. Some are badly decomposed, dating back 15 years. Marlene Elsis brought photos and medical records to help identify her husband, Richard, who died just over a year ago. The Birchwood, Tennessee widow has plenty of questions.
How could this man do such an inhumane thing to families?
The crematory's operator, 28-year-old Ray Brent Marsh, is in jail on felony charges of theft by deception. Elsass says he has taken away any peace families may have found.
You know, you don't take all these people and take their money. Death is hard enough, and then you have to turn around and go through it again. It's not fair.
Families aren't the only ones looking for answers. So are the residents of Noble, Georgia, a rural community just south of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Children and dogs play in the front yards on the street that leads to the tri-state crematory. Neighbor Pat Allen is Brent Marsh's cousin. She says it's hard to fathom what must have happened just down the hill on the crematory's property.
Shocked. We had no idea what was going on, no.
The facility had been in operation for about 20 years. Ray Marsh turned it over to his son, Brent, in 1996. Allen says there has never been any foul smell or other warning signs that something was amiss, and she says no one would have suspected the Marsh family because of their reputation.
Very nice people and nicely respected in the neighborhood and the community and the state because his mama is a retired teacher. And my uncle have always been highly respected and everything. That's why everything is such a shock.
The latest shock for the neighborhood came yesterday after investigators searched Marsh's brownstone house just up the street from the crematory. Walker County Sheriff Steve Wilson says they unearthed a coffin in the backyard.
The investigators on the scene at the Ray Brent Marsh home have opened the coffin, and it does contain human remains. There are mounds of dirt there also nearby, and it appears that there may be other coffins buried there.
And the search is widening. Wilson says other property owned by the Marsh family will be searched by air, and divers may soon be sent to look for remains in a lake near the crematory. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Noble, Georgia.